Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is nutrition, and the title is Know Your Enemies. So, recently in a conversation with a client, we were discussing, it was a female client, she's a younger female, like in her late teens, and we were saying, she was just describing how she was kind of feeling down and out and a little bit bummed about her nutrition, and she was just kind of getting angry at herself, feeling frustrated, feeling defeated about just kind of messing up food, and she was having trouble sticking to rules. Now, these were not necessarily the rules that her and I had discussed, but these were things that along the way she believed to be true. And so I'll get into the specific of it, and then we'll come back to the general. So what she was mostly worried about was actually sugar alcohol. So she, at some point in time, we had not discussed sugar alcohol because we've been working through bigger issues. So it was something that hadn't come up yet with her and I in a discussion. And before she kind of got my opinion or my intake, I don't think intake is correct. Before she got my opinion and of it, she kind of had decided in her mind that she needed to be careful of sugar alcohol and it wasn't actually just sugar alcohol, it was artificial sugars. That was the main concern she had. So sugar alcohol, if you do have too much sugar alcohol, which comes from like sugar-free quote-unquote products, like sugar-free candies or sugar-free gum, sugar alcohol is kind of like a broken down kind of form of sugar. There's no need to get super sciencey about it, but our body doesn't process it very well. So if you have too much of it, it'll cause digestive stress. So you'll have gas, bloating, kind of like just feel uncomfortable. And oftentimes, companies will use sugar alcohols to sweeten something, such as protein bars. So Quest Nutrition, which is a popular protein bar company, they have some bars that I believe have over 10, if not like 15, 16 plus grams of sugar alcohol in one bar. And I know for myself, my sensitivity is actually around 10 grams. To where if I have a food item that has 10 grams of sugar alcohol or more, I'll get kind of like stomach pains from it. And I've learned this over clients, like over the years through clients, that some people have a higher tolerance, some people have a lower tolerance, some people will get bloated from chewing gum all day, and they don't really usually tie it in or know that that's actually happening. They just kind of feel, you know, kind of bloated, they feel a little gassy, just kind of crampy all day, and they're never really sure of exactly why. So they're analyzing foods, analyzing this and that, and they don't consider the gum that they're having throughout the day. So that can be one of the causes. It can also be a protein shake, which sometimes will have them, a protein bar, like we said. So you have to be careful of sugar alcohols because they do have digestive stress issues. And if you have digestive stress, you can then start having water retention and just feeling like generally just not feeling very good. Low energy, it'll kind of negatively impact the way that you'll digest other foods because your intestines are kind of pissed off all day already. So, but when you get to artificial sugars in the sense of like artificial sweeteners, like stevia, aspartame, all those other kind of odd things that people put into foods. So she was having a lot of stress over that. So she was having like diet soda. She was having other things like she would put like stevia in her coffee. And she was feeling very defeated, really beating herself up for the fact that she couldn't have like her coffee black, that she felt like she had to have some kind of sweetener in it. And then she wanted this drink, but it had something in there, and it had, you know, this food item. So she was getting really stressed, feeling beat up, feeling defeated, and actually said that she was thinking about quitting and just kind of like, you know, like, I'm overwhelmed. I think I just need to kind of take a break from cutting my foods and just eat however I feel. And what we got to the like conclusion was, is she was beating herself up for things that didn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. So she was controlling her calories. She was controlling her like nutrient intake, like how much protein versus carbs and fat she was having. And then she was controlling her mealtime. She was controlling the most important things. But yet she was beating herself up for the artificial sweeteners. And what the bigger issue that kind of came to this was, is she felt like for the amount of effort she had put into her diet and for the amount of effort she had putting into her training, that she should be leaner. And she had seen friends of hers in school who were leaner and they ate like crap. They never worked out. And so we had to kind of have the conversation, which is hard to accept at 16, 17 years old, is that life isn't fair. So a lot of her friends weren't doing the right things, but they weren't getting penalized for it, in the sense to where they looked leaner than her, you know, they looked more fit, and she was just kind of mad. Now, she has good muscle to her, but she still has that kind of like baby fat type look to her yet, because she's still young. So as she continues to work through this, as her body kind of hormones regulate and kind of come normalized for her life, for her, as much as a female's hormones become normalized, sorry ladies, but as she got a little bit older, into her 20s, she would start to feel better. And all of a sudden, maybe she'd get a little bit leaner. And she might also just have a natural higher set point of body fat than compared to her friends. So there's a lot of just individual differences. And here she was thinking the amount of artificial sweetener she was having was why she looked softer than her friends. So that's the title of this, is Know Your Enemies. So she was beating herself up and almost gave up on her nutrition in general, as a whole, because she didn't recognize the genetic differences from friend to friend and to herself. And she thought that the sugar alcohols and the artificial sweeteners were the things that were really setting her back. And they weren't. So for her, she was actually doing everything right. She just naturally wasn't as lean as her friends. And that's something that she just has to learn to accept. So what we did is, at the end of that conversation, was we decided to give her a sense of control. We had to make a list of what were the most important things and have her check those off and know that she was doing them well. If she was doing everything important in her nutrition, and she was doing everything important in her training, then she knew she would be making progress for her as best as she could. So she can't control what her friends look like, but she can control what she looks like, to where she can continue to improve. So she may have had to start at not as lean as the friends have been, or not as strong as her friends were. She had to start where her body started, but it doesn't mean that's where she has to end. So what helped her kind of find peace with this at the end of the conversation was deciding that we were going to give her a way to track what she was doing, judging on the most important things. So rather than worrying about artificial sweeteners, we had to go back to worrying about overall calories, macronutrient percentage, and meal timing. So we've discussed in the past in podcast number 41, titled Diet Right, What Matters Most. In that podcast, if you haven't listened to it, I do suggest that you go check it out. But it tells you what are the most important components of a diet. What are the biggest things that have like the biggest effect on you, or the biggest bang for your buck in terms of effort? So if you're going to pay attention to this area of your diet, what is the most important areas to pay attention to? What are you going to get the most for? And the list, the top three are calories, macronutrient balance, which means how much protein versus carbs versus fat, and then meal timing. So artificial sweeteners is way the hell down the list. Or whether she's having brown rice versus white rice, that's way the hell down the list. So those are often where people start to think of is, okay, I need to change my food types. So I might have, you know, sweet potato instead of white potato. But that's not the most important place to look. It's not even the second most important or third most important. So that is the fourth most important thing on the list. So a lot of times people will dump their effort and energies into this number four thing and completely bomb the first three more important things. So that's what we want to talk about today, in the sense of knowing your enemies, is knowing what's the most important things I need to control. So am I feeling stressed in diets? Am I feeling stressed in my nutritional health for the right reasons? Am I stressed over things that are important, or am I stressed over things that aren't important? Okay? So I had another lady we were talking to, and guys screw up diets all the time too. So sorry I'm picking females examples, but here, but they worked for the podcast. So another lady was telling me about how this amazing healthy breakfast she was having. And she told me she was having fruit and oatmeal. And she was telling me all the reasons behind why, you know, fruit was supposed to be good for her and why oatmeal was good for her, as if I don't know these things. But it was interesting for her to try to... I'm not sure if she was trying to convince me to convince herself that she was doing it right, or if she just wanted to brag about some new knowledge that she had got. But she was eating fruit and oatmeal for breakfast and was super excited and felt like on top of the world. But she didn't have really good energy throughout the day, and she hadn't been seeing results. And she's like, what the hell? You know, I'm having a healthy breakfast, and I'm getting nothing. I'm not getting any results for it. I don't have any good energy, and the scale isn't moving. This is bullshit. You know, so much for these healthy breakfasts, you know. And she was kind of mad. So on one hand, she was proud of what she was eating. On the other hand, she was frustrated that it wasn't getting the results that she wanted. Well, again, this came to know your enemy. So she was eating a quote-unquote healthy breakfast. But she wasn't eating anything. That was at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Then she wasn't eating anything until 1 in the afternoon, at which time she would have a salad. And she said every once in a while she'd get like a, I think it's a Cobb salad where there's like chopped up eggs and a little bit of cheese on there. So she believed that she was getting enough protein from that meal. She's like, well, there's protein in the salad because I'm having the eggs and the cheese. And I said, correct. And I didn't argue anything at this point. And then she said that she would have that at 1 o'clock, and then she'd eat dinner with the family. And at dinner with the family, she tried to have no carbs. So if they were going to have spaghetti, she would have spaghetti squash. So, or like if they were going to have mashed potatoes, she'd have mashed up cauliflower. She was finding these kind of fun recipes that kind of really helped her reduce her carb intake. And she felt like, amongst all those choices, that she was eating healthy. The downside was, is she wasn't eating remotely enough food, so her calories were way too little, which was causing her to feel really low in energy. She was abusing caffeine to try to make it up for it. And then every 3 to 5 days, she'd pig out on something because she was frustrated and mad. And that would be a way that her body would survive, basically, by trying to pull a bunch of calories in at that time and try to save them for the days that she was eating nothing. The other problem was that she was having way too little of protein. So out of her total calories, she wasn't having enough protein per day for her body. And therefore, she was, again, feeling run down, feeling beat up, you know, like just nothing felt good. So she was very, very frustrated because here she was, you know, eating the perfect breakfast, quote unquote. She was being diligent to not overeat at lunch. And then she was finding all those fancy, fun recipes in the evening. And why the hell isn't this working, you know? And that's, again, what we got the conversation was, is know your enemies. Is she was paying attention to things, but she wasn't paying attention to the right things. So she had, you know, we all, like I said, we all kind of typically start with, like, for example, she knew having mashed potatoes at night was probably too many calories. She didn't need the butter. She didn't need everything else that goes into mashed potatoes. So she had mashed cauliflower instead. But she didn't know how that fit into the bigger picture. So how was her total calories for the day? How was her total protein intake? How was her meal timing? So she was ended up having most of her calories in the evenings, even though she was mostly busy when she would have needed calories during the day. So nothing was matching up, therefore she wasn't getting any results. So that's what I want to save you guys from. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want to save you from those kind of mistakes in the sense to where you're putting in effort, but you're not getting what you want for that effort. It means you're probably putting that effort into the wrong places. Okay, so you got to know your enemies. You got to know what's the more important places to pay attention to. Where should you put your focus that we can get something for your efforts? Okay, so what we want to do is to have a sense of control over what we're doing and knowing if we're going to get results for it. We need to track the most important stuff. And like we said, podcast number 41 explains what the most important stuff is. Number one is calories. So you have to have some way to monitor your overall daily calories, okay? So we do have a podcast that talks about how many calories should you have. So let me look that number up real fast because I don't have it on hand. And, of course, my computer is going slower than heck. So, but that podcast will tell us. So it's podcast number 153 titled, How Many Calories Do I Need? That's going to tell you how many calories per day that you should have. So podcast number 153. So listen to that, and that podcast will tell you how many you should have. The next thing you need to do is monitor that in some way. So we've talked about in the past, and even in podcast number 41, that Diet Right stuff, we have a smiley face chart that we have clients track. So they don't have to do it with smiley faces and frowny faces. But the idea of it is we track what's their bigger things. So do they have a meal of the appropriate amount of calories? They get a check mark or a smiley face. If they overate according to their rules, their amounts, then that's a frowny face or an X. Or if they missed the meal, that's obviously too little of calories, right? So that would be a frowny face or an X. So that's what they want to do throughout the day is, okay, if I'm supposed to have 5 meals, and I know that the volumes and the amounts I'm supposed to have are, you know, X, Y, and Z, by listening to podcast number 153, they'll know those numbers. So, and how to track or what amount they should have. So they want to check and see, okay, if I'm supposed to have 5 meals a day, which is a breakfast, lunch, and dinner with small snacks in between, I want to make sure I have 5 smiley faces. Or maybe your schedule kind of demands 6 meals because you train. So maybe you have a pre-workout, a post-workout, and those kind of add up into like, you know, a meal of the day-ish or around that time. And then you still have four other meals around that. So maybe you work out in the morning. So you have a pre-workout, post-workout, then you have mid-morning, lunch, mid-afternoon, supper. So that's six meals. Maybe you work out in the evening. So you'll have a breakfast, mid-morning, lunch, mid-afternoon, which might serve as your like kind of like pre-workout. Then you have a post-workout small meal. Then you have supper at night. So maybe you only have five meals that way. So you can kind of structure however you want. So whether you have four, five, or six meals, doesn't matter much. It's more important that you're consistent. So you'll use that smiley face chart to make sure that you're getting the right amount of meals, like you're doing well per day. So what happens to us often is we believe we are doing well, and it's not true. So we'll think, we feel the pressure of making good choices all day. And hold on a second, I might have to sneeze here. Whew, okay, might pass or might come back here. We have the pressure of feeling the diet on us all day, trying to make healthy choices. So maybe we make a healthy choice for breakfast, we make a healthy choice for lunch, I mean, mid-morning, and then lunch, maybe work caters in the lunch. It's not really what we wanted, but hey, you know, that's the best option I had. So we find a way to justify lunch as being correct when it's not. It was not correct if you had three slices of pizza. Okay? So you have to know that even though you made the best choice you had available, that wasn't the right thing. Okay? So you have to recognize that we don't get rewarded in life for what we intended to do. We get results based on what we actually do. Okay? So the smiley face chart will let you track whether you're controlling your calories or monitoring your calories every day. Then we want to pay attention to protein intake. So when we talk about macronutrient balance, which is carbs, fats, and proteins, protein is what our body uses to fix and repair itself. And then carbs and fats are our fuel sources. So we've talked about in the past where fats are very slow digesting fuel. Carbs are really fast digesting fuel. So it kind of depends. If I'm super busy right now, I would want carbs. If I'm up and active, but I'm not really that busy, fats are probably a better energy choice. So we have to make sure we still have enough protein, though, to do all the daily needs. So we got muscle repair and fixing. We have joint stress that protein gets involved with. Protein's also involved with pH balance of the blood, body temperature regulation, growing our hair or skin or nails. It does a lot of stuff. So we have to make sure we have enough protein to feel good and make sure our system, our machine of our body is being repaired. So you have to know how much protein you should have. So that podcast is podcast number 33. So podcast number 33 will tell you, for you, your specific needs for protein. Okay? That way you'll know exactly how much you're supposed to have. In general, that's 0.6 grams to 1 gram per pound of body weight. So if I weigh 200 pounds, I would have whatever the hell the math of that is. What's that, 120 to 200 grams of protein a day? So the more active I am with my muscles and lifting weights, I need to have higher in that range. If I'm less active and I don't have a lot of muscle-based activities, I would need the lower end of that range. Okay, so 0.6 to 1 gram per pound of body weight. Now, you need to know how much you're actually having. Okay, so you know that number, that's a good thing, but you also have to know if you're actually doing it. So you have to monitor that. So a good way to monitor that is, again, using a smiley face type chart. And you can say, okay, I know maybe I'm supposed to have 150 grams of protein a day. I'm going to eat about five meals a day. So that means in general, I need about 30 grams of protein a meal. So what you can do is if you have a meal that has 30, you would make a check. If you have a meal that's below 30, maybe you know it's like 10 off, so it's only 20 grams. You can write minus 10. Okay? Then at the next meal, maybe you have 40 grams of protein, so therefore you made up the 30 that you did need at that meal plus the 10 that you missed on the last meal. So you would track that throughout the day. And it's not a lot to track. It's just five meals a day if you have five meals a day. So I actually have apps on my phone where I'll track this stuff at different stages of what goals I'm working on. And it takes 1 minute a day. 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay? That's all it takes. So you just recall throughout the day what you did. Boom, 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 boom. You got your chart. Okay? So did I eat a breakfast? Yes. Check. Oh, I missed mid-morning. X. So that's kind of what you do. You just kind of recall through the day, or you can do it throughout the day. So I have my charts that I track on the homepage of my phone. So as soon as I pull my phone up, I can just kind of click yes or no and go through that real fast. So the next thing we want to do, the third one, the last one we want to focus on is meal timing, okay? So are you giving your body the amount of energy it needs when it needs it? That's all meal timing means, is if you're going to use your body, are you fueling it for that usage? So most people run on a system of damage followed by repair. They run their body empty to where it accumulates damage and stress. Then they try to eat after that, and they hope that that's going to make everything feel good again. It doesn't. It barely gets you back to level, and your body feels beat up and tired. So if we were to run a machine on empty in terms of, well, you know, we have to have gas for a car to run, but let's say we weren't paying attention to the oil, we weren't paying attention to greasing anything, the wheels were imbalanced, like nothing was being taken care of at all. Eventually that machine like runs down and breaks down, right? So if we only do the bare minimum maintenance, it lasts a bare minimum for us, or we get a bare minimum of performance out of it. So that's what most of us do all day, is we wake up in a rush, we don't eat enough for breakfast, we're busy and we beat up our machine, we burn calories that we didn't consume yet, we create stress, and then we try to eat after that, hoping that's going to fix everything, but your body's pissed off, it still had all that stress to deal with, okay? So if you ran a car, and maybe you ran it with no oil, and then you wanted to add oil, that doesn't work, right? You're still going to blow the engine, you're still going to cause stress to it. Adding oil after the fact maybe makes it last a little bit longer, but it doesn't negate all of the damage that you did. The damage is still done, okay? So instead of running on a damage then repair, where we undereat and overactive, and then try to eat to make up for it, we need to run on a system of fuel and use. So I'm going to give my body fuel, and then I'm going to use that fuel. I'm going to give my body fuel, then I'm going to use that fuel. That keeps the body running well. So if we grease and we take care of a car, put all the oil in, we do everything before we drive it, we don't accumulate as much damage because you're just going to count on those precautions that you took, okay? So the oil that's in there, the grease that's in there, that's going to be used up, but while it's being used up, it's preventing the body from being, the car from being damaged. So if you put fuel in before you become very active, you're preventing a lot of the damage, the accumulating damage. So most people, why you feel beat up and tired by the end of the day is because you've been underfed all day, your body accumulated damage, and it's telling you, I'm worn out, I'm tired, stop doing things. So how do you get more energy throughout the day? It's eat before you're active. Fuel before you use, okay? So that's another thing we want to focus on. So in terms of knowing your enemies, don't worry about anything in your nutrition. Now, unless you have a medical disease, okay, or some kind of medical condition. So if you're lactose intolerant, you can have the right calories, the right protein intake, and the right meal timing, but if you're chugging milk all day, you're going to feel pretty bad. So if you're looking for general health and within the rules of whatever your nutritional condition might be, so let's say you have a nutrition condition that requires you to avoid a certain type of food. Okay, well, avoid that food, and within what's left, follow the rest of what we're saying here, okay? Is you need to know what you're doing with your calories. Are you eating a consistent amount of food every day? Okay, are you overeating, undereating, or are you eating the consistent amount? You have to know if you're eating enough protein. And you have to make sure that you're fueling your body before you use it. If you do those three things, you will get results. You absolutely will, okay? Way more than just focusing on artificial sweeteners or sweet potato versus white potato or quinoa versus white rice, okay? So that stuff is piddly things, don't matter very much, because if you're not taking care of the big things, those little things don't make any difference, okay? So that's where you need to focus your energy. That's your enemies. To know your enemies, what are the biggest, most dangerous things that are going to influence your negative or like negatively impact your nutritional health is not paying attention to caloric intake, not paying attention to protein intake, and not paying attention to the timing of your intake. If you control those three, you're going to get really good results, okay? And then the small stuff will matter. If you don't control those three, no matter how many small things you pay attention to, no matter how perfect your oatmeal and fruit breakfast is, no matter how much you pull off on artificial sweeteners, none of this small stuff will matter, okay? Know your enemies. Know what the big things are. Know what the most important things are, okay? So pay attention to calories, protein intake, and meal timing. If you get those three right, you're going to get results. Cool. So if you want those smiley face charts, by the way, shoot us an email at brittleirongym@gmail.com, and we'll send them to you. So hopefully this information was helpful for you, okay? So you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brittle Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world is going to be. So if you care about somebody, share some of this good information with them so that way they can get control of their health as well. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about, okay? So tell us anything you want to learn about. And our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.